I had been praying about what to preach tonight or what to start to preach tonight. Get it? Okay. All right. And then I picked what I was going to be preaching on, and then I talked with Pastor Kenny, and it just kind of fits together. Okay, with that. So I want you to open your Bibles to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me three loaves? For a friend of mine is in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut. My children are with me in bed, and I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and he that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a man shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Title of tonight's message, and I preached this 14 years ago. I started studying, and I go, someplace I have one on this, okay? Because the topic came to my with my prayers. And the title of it is, What Do You Hope to Find? What do you hope to find? Here in our text, it says, If you seek, ye shall. You have not because ye ask not, okay? You ask and have not because you ask it amiss. You may consume it upon your own lust. I want you to understand God's way is different than the world. You can't get away from it. Different from the world. Turn to Isaiah 55. We're going to look at quite a few verses, so we'll try to go quickly tonight. Okay, if you want the verses, you have to ask me later. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will what? Abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Sometimes, you know, we get caught in that place where we tell God he's wrong. God, that shouldn't have happened that way. Or God, why did it happen that way? I just don't understand, Lord, how this is what's best. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Okay? His way are higher than ours. Look at Matthew chapter 10. Matthew 10, look at verse 39. He that findeth his life, see, you can't love anybody else, the world says, until you learn to love yourself. That's not what God says. Okay? He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall what? Find it, okay? Look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him what? Deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what does a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? See, you know what you're finding? It says here, find, got to lose it. If you lose it, you're going to find it. Romans chapter 11, told you, I'm going quick. We'll get you out of here almost on time. Either that or I'll let you out on time and we will continue next week. Romans chapter 11. I'm hoping this is not more scripture than what you've read this week. Okay? Amen? Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. I'm going to put it another way for you. It's not about you. I've got a phone call from one of our church members. They're asking me to help a friend tonight. I won't go into the details. Someone who's not saved. He told him, I know somebody that you can talk to. And he goes, preacher, is that okay? And I said, yes. Okay, because what it comes down to, it's not about you. Do you know, if people would take that attitude in their relationship with the Lord, they'd have more peace. If they take that attitude in their marriage, they'd have more contentment. Well, I'm not going to love you because you don't love me. Or I'm mad at you because you hurt me. I'm going to draw back. I thank God my Savior didn't draw back. Okay? I understand that. See, because I've been married 51 years. I have a message. I once was young and now I'm old. Okay? And you know what you learn? If you don't react, it will work out. It may not be the way you think, but you won't know. Sometimes you won't know how it's going to work out until you get to glory. But I'm telling you right now, when it's about God, it'll work out for your best. Because that's what he wants for you. Okay? Now, in Matthew 10, we looked at, you want to gain life, you got to lose it. Okay? Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. See, God's a God of opposites. You with me? Okay. You want to receive, what have you got to do? Give. Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Judge not and ye shall not be, I forgot, yeah, judge not and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive and ye shall be forgiven. See how that works? Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met withal it, shall it be measured to you again. My wife and I have learned, you know what you can't do? You can't outgive God. God will not owe you. Don't believe me? Try it. Got to do it right. You can't say, well, I wasted my money and I can't pay my bills, so I'm going to give an extra money to the church so that he'll give me more money. If you do it, you got to do it according to Scripture, right? A fool and his coin is soon separated. There's so many things with that. You give love, you get love. You give of yourself, you receive of others. You give of your possessions, God's not going to owe you. Okay? We plan things out, you know. We try to plan them out. We try to, well, if I invest this and I do that and I do this and I do that and I take care of this, I will have enough. See? Look at my barns. I'm going to pull them down and build me bigger barns. If you don't know where that is, start reading in Matthew. You get done through John, you'll find what I'm talking about. Amen? Okay. So if you want to receive, you got to give. You want to lead, Matthew 20. You want to lead? I can still remember with Keela and my granddaughter, she was struggling about something, and she was afraid of the dog at our house. So I flipped the dog over on its back, held it down, set her on the dog's chest, and I had her not yell, but very sternly point her finger and tap the dog on the end of the nose and said, "You know what? I'm the boss of you." And you know what that dog did? Put her in the pack and listened to her. And wasn't constantly pushing, because dogs will do that. All right? You want to lead? Matthew 20, verse 25. Matthew 20 and verse 25. "But Jesus called them unto him and said, Ye know, the princes of the Gentile exercise dominion." Fancy word, dominion is what? Control, rule over you, okay? "Dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. For whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your minister. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." Amen? The ministry is a call. It's not a job. There is no time clock in the ministry. Not if they're going to be a good pastor. Not if they're going to be a good minister. Today, I have fixed one person's flooded kitchen faucet. I cleaned out my son's driveway, cleaned out mine, cleaned out the neighbor's mailbox, cleaned out the next neighbor's mailbox, took 3 phone calls, prayed with 4 other people, and then prepared for tonight. I thank God I'm semi-retired. Because if it was full-time, it'd kill me, okay? And I'm not trying to make you think anything different. I just want you to understand, okay? If you want to, in God's economy, you want to lead, learn to serve without grumbling, okay? You can't be, the ministry is great if it wasn't for all these people. I know pastors who are that way. All right, they've been around enough churches, they know exactly what I'm talking about. You make yourself available. You want to be used of God, you want to be, what does that song say? You want to be great in God's kingdom? Be the servant of all. Okay? You want to lead, you serve. You want to reign? Romans chapter 8. Everything that the world tries to get you to do in your Christian walk, I shouldn't say everything, but this is the way Satan works. He'll try to get you to do the right thing at the wrong time. Because now's not the time. People run into so many decisions because they think, "Oh, God bless me, look at this." And then I tell people all the time, it's better to be left wanting for that which you don't have than regretting what you do. I don't care if that's relationships. I don't care if that's possessions. I don't care if it's jobs or whatever it might be. I've watched pastors jump from church to church to church to church, trying to get a bigger and bigger church. And then many times their children come back this way, and then I end up trying to counsel with them to save their children. Okay. You want to reign? Romans chapter 8, verse 17. "And if children, then heirs," it's talking about believers, "heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that ye suffer with him, that we may," what? "Also be glorified together with him. For I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not to be worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." I'm telling you, there's a reason you have the parable of the pounds and the parable of the talents in the Gospels. And it's going to be, have something to do with your future service of Him and the reward of that. It's very simple. How about this? God resisteth the, but giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, His time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. You want to be exalted? Learn to be humble. Learn to be humble. That's humble. There's nothing wrong with confidence in God. Amen? So don't mistake that. That's not pride. Confidence in what God can do. Confidence in what God does do. Confidence that God will do according to His word. That's confidence. That's not based in the person. That's based in the person of Christ. Amen? You still with me? You get my point? With us, learn to be humble. You want to be happy? You want to have peace in your own life? Serve others. Serve others. You want a scripture verse for it? You can find it in the book of Romans. If you won't read it one way, maybe you'll read it another. Okay? I want you to understand what you are pursuing isn't many times isn't what you'll actually find. Pastor Kinney was pursuing and went to India to be a blessing to Paul and to preach. Cut that. I'm sorry. He went to preach. That's not what he ended up doing. So God has a different plan for him. He was in the will of God going over. He's in the will of God coming back. Because you're in the will of God doesn't mean you understand what He will have you go through or what He will have you do. Because it's not about me. It's about Him. He said, what you're pursuing isn't what you'll necessarily receive. Go to Proverbs 21. We'll try to finish up quick. Proverbs 21. We got a few verses in Proverbs. Proverbs 21. Look at verse 21. Look at this. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy. So you're trying to do right and you're going to have mercy on others, right? Findeth life, righteousness, and honor. Go to Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with me, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up her voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find what? For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walketh uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his what? Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good thing. So if you follow after and you seek wisdom, you know, in understanding, you'll find the knowledge of God, you'll find life, and you'll obtain favor. Oh, you think you have a special relationship with God? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. You're saved? You know what you got? You got something the world doesn't understand. Learn to appreciate it. Learn to realize there's nothing you'll go through that He won't go through with you. Because He says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Romans chapter, or Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 32. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain the favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and all they that hate me love death. What is that talking about? That's wisdom, godly wisdom. Jesus Christ is the embodiment of the wisdom of God. You seek his words, cover to cover, man, cover to cover. You seek it, you'll find it. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Verse 5, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Story of an old woman, she was coming to an intersection. I've used this different times in messages. She's walking and she's supposed to get someplace. She wants to get there, but she wasn't sure if that's what God would have her to do. So she picked up a stick and she goes, I'll go the direction the stick points. I know that's God's will. And this pastor came up on his horse and he's watching her. The woman throws the stick and goes, no. Picks up that stick and throws it again. No. Picks up that stick and throws it again. No. Picks up that stick, throws it again. It landed the way it did the first time. Eventually, on her fifth or sixth try, it went in the direction that she wanted to go. So, God's will. The preacher asked her, and she goes, why are you throwing a stick? I want God's will. Why didn't you go the way it landed first? And she goes, that's not the way I wanted to go. You know what we do? We get places we ought not to be, and then when it's not what it ought to be, and it doesn't turn out the way we want, all of a sudden we go, God, why did you? Remember that, okay? Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. This is not my natural inclination. So I have to pray about this all the time. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. I like being truthful, but sometimes I don't show mercy. Okay? Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Hide, bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou what? And good understanding in the sight of God. That's an amazing verse. Forsake not mercy and truth. You're going to find favor and good understanding with God. Proverbs 19. We're almost, hey, we're going to get done. We're going to get done. Proverbs 19. Verse 8. He that getteth wisdom, what? And he that keepeth understanding shall find good. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of one place. Another place it says, fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Right? And what does it say? An understanding of the holy. You learn how God works. You learn who God is. You learn to surrender to that. You learn to be humble instead of proud. You learn to serve if you want God's blessing. You learn to give when you have need. You learn to praise. I'm on the street corner. I try to go to as many of the the street preaching as I can. I believe it's an encouragement. Maybe it's not. Maybe they don't like my singing. I don't know. Okay. But I go to the street corner as many times as I can. And they walk up to other people. I think if I handed out gummy bears, the people might like me better on the street corner. All right, I don't know. But in case of it, I try to give them tracts, and many times they won't take that. I probably get cursed out more than other people, and I'm not mean on the street corner. Any of you come watch me. I'm not mean on the street corner. And when I've had women spit at me, okay? They don't threaten to hit me. That just seems counterintuitive, okay? That, they don't know that I'm broken very easily. So they turn around with it, and they get angry, and they use harsh words, and I look at them and I say, God bless you. You have a good day. Bless them that curse you. Be kind unto them that in spitefully treat you. And in so doing, you shall do what? Heap burning coals of fire on their head. Not my place to deal with it. Let God deal with it. He'll protect me where I am. Amen? One more place. Hebrews 4. You ought to know where I'm going now as we finish up. We're at a prayer meeting, right? Hebrews 4. See, you got to understand, when I read this verse, there's a difference between being bold in Christ and in your approach to God than being proud. You ready? Think about this. Verse 14, seeing then we have a great high priest which is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. So what do you got to do? Hold fast your profession. Have you professed a good testimony before the world? For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come. You can come humbly and come boldly. Just don't come in pride. It's about you, and God owes you answered the prayers the way you want it. Quit throwing the stick, okay? Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find what? Unmerited favor of God to help in time of need. And all God's children said, good night and God bless.